Future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. To kind of kick things off, let's go through the levels real quick. Bitcoin's currently trading at $6,604. That's down 1.5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $471. That's down 1%. EOS currently trading at $8.49. That's down 5%. IOTA is currently trading at $1.04. That's down nearly 11%. And we also have NEO trading at $37. That's down 10% as well for the day. I want to give a big shout out to HeyShare. It's currently trading at $5.71, and that's up 9% in the last 24 hours. The current market cap for the crypto space is $266 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 42.5%. Today's show is going to have a slightly different format. Instead of going through top news stories or looking at what's going on in sentiment aspects, we're going to be going over more of a technical aspect today. We're going to be covering a few different things, how they work, what they do. So with that in mind, let's jump on to the next part of the show. So to kick things off, we're going to be speaking today about zero proof of knowledge. But I think to really understand this, let's talk about zero proof of faith. So indeterministic mathematics solutions hold true with absolute certainty, but probabilistic math is more of a religious experience. Logic cannot defeat doubt entirely. So at its core, drawing conclusions, probabilistic problems, is a function of faith. The necessity of faith is a timeless truth, one that goes back in human lore thousands of years. Take, for example, the story of Moses. Through a series of plagues, from frogs to murdering the firstborn sons, Moses tried to prove to Pharaoh that God exists. But because Pharaoh lacked faith, assuaging his doubts and unlearning his preconceived notions of the ways of the world required a slow and arduous ascension of proof, one of the increasing violence and consequences. I'm reminded basically of this story anytime I think of the blockchain, and more specifically the eminent question present on the mind of blockchain participants. So how does one prove to another party in a financial transaction that they possess the knowledge or key or wallet, and they purport to propose all without sacrificing their anonymity or security? Although this is a feature of the blockchain, things are further complicated by the fact that participants on a decentralized ledger have no third-party authority they can turn to for validation. Counterparties completing transactions in the world of banking or other counterparties completing transactions can determine whether the party is legitimate by consulting their bank. But how can we obtain the validation of a genuine peer-to-peer system that itself depends on anonymity? The question is probabilistic, and the answer resides in something called zero proof of knowledge, which above all things requires faith. So what is zero proof of knowledge? So put in blockchain terms, zero knowledge proofs allow users to verify transactions while at the same time protecting the transaction's privacy. More specifically, a zero knowledge proof enables a prover to assure a verifier that they have knowledge of a secret or statement without revealing the secret itself. So here's how it works. Imagine you or I are standing across from each other in a windowless room. You are colorblind. I hand you two billiard balls. One is red and one is green, but otherwise they are identical. So my job is to prove to you that I know the balls are in fact different, which I do by telling you when you switch them, that's it. I do not need to prove which one is red and which one is green, just that I know if and when you switch the balls in your hand. In order to do so, I ask you to hold the balls behind your back. Next, I ask you to shuffle the balls, select one, and display it to me. By looking at the color of the ball displayed, I can of course say with absolute certainty whether or not you switch them. On the other hand, if they were the same color, and were therefore indistinguishable. There was no way I could guess correctly, which is, well, with a probability over or higher than 50%. So if you and I repeat this proof multiple times, you should become convinced that I know the balls are indeed differently colored. But all the while, you will gain no knowledge about how exactly I distinguish the billiard balls. You will also ascertain that I know they're different. So the billiard ball instance illuminates how people with knowledge can prove they have that knowledge without the counterparty learning what the knowledge is. And it's for this reason that zero knowledge proofs can be used to safely conduct financial transactions on the blockchain. They give users the ability to prove continually that they own the tokens or key that they purport to own without sacrificing the anonymity that guarantees their security. But here's the catch. Zero knowledge proofs only work if participants have faith. So in the billiard balls, for example, I, as the colorblind holder, will never know with absolute certainty whether you're telling the truth about the balls being different colored. Fractionally, it will remain possible that you're lying. Just as Moses cannot prove without a fraction of doubt that God existed, zero knowledge proofs cannot confirm with 100% certainty that the prover is not, in fact, a cheat. The process requires some probabilistic amount of faith. So choice is itself always a function of faith. At a certain point, you have to take a step forward into a sort of philosophical unknown. Faith is what allows you to take that step. When you grant someone faith, what you're really granting them is credit. You are saying that you believe them to be credible. So credit is critical to transacting inside any human system, on or off the blockchain. All such systems rely on faith. So, I mean, like, if anyone's watched the film The Matrix, this articulates the point very well. In The Matrix, the protagonist, Neo, meets with a man named the Architect. And he basically learns about the machine world the Architect is built to manage the lives of humans. But he also learns that in order for the machine world to function properly, it requires the Architect to render the world imperfect. Which is to say, to lend humans the ability to make their own choices. He wanted to build a perfect world, one in which the human mind could live in perfect harmony. But he saw the choice is required in all human interactions. He found the ability to choose is paramount to humans' abilities to survive overall. You have to be able to trust in order to choose. You have to be able to decide what to put your faith in. Trust cannot be built algorithmically or automatically. There remains a necessity of human element within that. So such is the case with the mechanics or the mechanisms we build in real life. No matter how elegant or beautiful they might be, to some extent they require some amount of faith. This is true of cryptographic mechanisms, just as it's true with any other systems we build or rely on. Even systems like banking, in which we rely on centralized third-party authorities to act as sources of trust for us. So zero knowledge proofs do not yet have widespread use, but they will soon. So through zero-proof mechanisms, one can probabilistically prove that they're trustworthy, and that's why zero-knowledge proofs will soon become critical components of the blockchain-powered economy. They provide us a way of proving ownership in a decentralized system that has no entities of trust. Of course, probabilistic cryptographic zero-knowledge proofs are not perfect by any means, but listen, they do help us establish credit in a peer-to-peer system for which there is no centralized source of truth. They do bring counterparties close enough together so that one can believe that what the other is saying is true, that they do possess the key to, or tokens they claim to possess. It enables this in a way that does not rely on one party giving away their key and sacrificing the security of their funds. So still, for zero knowledge proof to work, the participants using them must have faith. We recognize faith as an integral component of this powerful tool we've built. If any of you guys have any questions regarding this topic, please feel free to email myself, cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com, or just jump in the Telegram. We've got lots of individuals in our London community who have a very good understanding of this, and that's SVK Space Crowd. If you hit that into your Telegram, you can join us and ask any further questions you may require. For all our listeners as well that are going to be in London next week for the London FinTech Week, I have a panel discussion next Wednesday, which is the date for that is July the 11th. The panel will kick off at 15:45, and that will only last for, I think, like 20 minutes till 10 past four. On the panel is Anish Mohammed, who's the Ripple Labs advisor, Dr. Yanis, who's a PhD AI strategist, Charles Story, head of strategic partnerships at SVK Crypto, boom, your boy, and I believe Richard Brown, the CTO of R3, will also be on that panel as well. If anyone's looking for tickets or anything like that, please feel free to reach out. I can get you a great discount under a friends and family package. But you're all friends, and definitely you're all family. So hit me up if you're looking for a discounted ticket for that day, and I can make that happen for you. Not a problem. It's currently Friday here in Shoreditch. It's a beautiful sunny day. I think that I'm going to wrap things up. I think that we've got a big weekend ahead of us. We've got lots of different following up on deals. We're having lots of different conversations with lots of new projects, with existing businesses. So we're super excited, super pumped to do what we do here at SVK Crypto. You know, I want to give a big shout out to our event coming up on the 17th of July when EOS rules the world. That's going to be held at WeWork Bishopsgate here in the city of London. Everyone is welcome. We're going to have some beer. I'm going to be speaking. Oliver Mayer, who's a blockchain analyst, is going to be speaking. Hugh Cochran, co-founder of SVK Crypto, is going to be speaking. We're going to bring some special guest speakers, some special guest EOS-related speakers. I can't say anything too much until I've got that concreted and booked in. But listen, turn up's going to be a lot of fun. I think everything's going to kick off around 6 p.m. in the evening. And it's probably last till, you know, 8, 9, and whatever happens after that. I know I'll be there till the very last hours. Thank you for your time and attention as always. I know many of you are based all around the world. I know you guys listen when you're either in the gym or you're traveling. So we really appreciate your time and attention, because we know that's very important, and that's something not all of us have a lot of to give. So we appreciate all your time and attention, and we look forward to a big week next week. So let's make it happen. I wish everyone a great weekend. And anything I can do and we can do at SVK Crypto for you, any questions you might have on the space or any questions you might have on anything, just hit us up. The best thing to do is hit us up on Telegram, which is SVK Space Crowd. You can email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. And if you're really on your game, you can hit us up on Twitter at svk_crypto. If you follow us, we'll follow you back. So hit us up. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. Have a great weekend. And that's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.